Hey there, and welcome to Beyond Writing, brought to you by Bright Little Light Press. I'm your host, Dacre Carey, and today we have guest host, Kay Rhodes, with us.
Hello.
Today we're going to talk a little bit about predatory publishing. This is becoming more of an issue as self-publishing becomes more popular and more people are looking to publish their work in whatever avenue is available to them. Historically, this has been an issue primarily in the academic industry as journals offer to publish academic writers for a fee. Now this is becoming more of an issue in novels and other types of fiction publication as print-on-demand becomes more of a viable option. I've chosen this topic today because I was recently researching presses located in the New England area just to see what the other independent presses are doing nearby. And I've come across some at a local festival who are engaging in this practice, and I'm really appalled to see what they're offering people and the prices they're asking for from people. So I'm not going to name any names, but I have gone down this provider's list of services, and we're just going to go through item by item and break down the cost so you can see what you would be spending to do this yourself versus paying this, quote, press to publish for you. So this press, their fee to set up an author is $5,000. The things they are offering include custom interior design for up to 75,000 words. This is a basic interior design that doesn't have any photos, illustrations, charts, or anything. If you are doing a book yourself and it's just fiction, and you're working with a good software program, you can actually do the interior design yourself without too much hassle. A little bit of time with some tutorials, and you can figure out a way to make it look decently nice. If you're using something like Microsoft Word that doesn't really set up for interior design, you can pay someone to do interior design for you for a fee of between $100 to $500, depending on the provider and what they're offering and their experience levels, etc.
Right now, how long does it take you to do it when you're converting out of Scrivener when you're setting up the design for a book? I know I've seen you edit. You know, you've generated it, looked at it, tweaked it. How long does it usually take you to set up a book?
For the books I've been working on, they're fiction novels, so they're relatively simple formatting-wise. Although there was Della's Diary is a book that is based on a diary-style format, so that one had some unique formatting challenges. So for those two novels that we've set up so far, I've spent maybe 30 to 60 minutes on each one in terms of tweaking the section layouts and the headers and getting the pagination right, getting the page layout correct, and adding in titles and things. It probably will take less time as I do it more often. And if you're not already kind of technical and familiar with things, it would probably take you longer. I'd say for an author who is starting out and who's never done this before, if you're using something like Scrivener, you could probably have a really good interior design in under 2 hours. It's always good, though, to get someone else to validate it. It may look good to you, but maybe you're too close to the project.
Yeah.
So that's interior design. Custom cover design is another line item that this press is offering. That is something that really ranges in price depending on what you're doing. There are sites out there where you can get pre-made covers. They're sort of stock images that graphic artists have applied filters to or changed some of the elements on to create what they think is an appealing cover. If you've got a pretty traditional story, it's actually not too hard to find a stock cover on one of these sites that works for you.
And the nice thing about those sites is that once someone purchases the cover, they take it down. It's only one person ever gets to use that cover, so it's not like you're going to have to risk someone else having the same cover with a different title on it.
There is a caveat to that, though, that a lot of the cover designers on those sites do use stock photography. So while they may take down that specific cover, they may reuse some of the stock photography elements on other covers, or other cover designers may use some of those same stock photography elements. So You may have a very similar cover that includes some of the features of your cover. It's not guaranteed to be completely unique for all of time. The one you buy will go away. We'll talk more about cover design like this in a future podcast. If you get into the more high-end cover design, custom cover design, you're probably going to pay $250 to $600 for a I will do it for a self-published person. These are people who are making their money just doing it on the side as a for fun project. And you can get decent covers for self-published books for that price range.
Yeah. If you're looking, exclude illustration.
Yeah, sorry. That's a very important distinction. And these people will take the time to get to know your story. They'll ask you questions about what you want to include, what the season is in which your story takes place, any sort of geographical elements to include. They really take the time to get to know what ought to be on your cover. So they really add a lot of value versus just going and finding a stock photography cover on some pre-made website.
I actually recently came across, I haven't watched it myself, but there's a professional cover designer who one of the products he offers is actually a video which talks to you about all of the elements that go into cover design. And you could use that if you're graphically inclined to create your own. But even if you don't have any graphic skills yourself, you can use this to better discuss with the graphics designer you hire for your cover design. I don't remember the name of it off the top of my head, but we can put it in the show notes.
Cool. So, cover design. If you're doing it yourself or using a custom cover designer, you can get a reasonable cover design for anywhere from $65 to $500. You can hire real professionals for a lot more than that, but I think that's overkill for most self-published authors. Another line item that's included in this press's list is print-on-demand setup with Lightning Source. You can get print-on-demand setup for under $50, depending on where you go. You can get it cheaper in some places. Some places even offer free setup with coupons. So this really isn't a big deal.
And plus, it's literally paying the money and uploading a file.
Exactly. Distribution to the trade via Ingram Publishing. I can speak to this specifically because we use Ingram Publishing. It's free. Ingram automatically distributes your titles free. There is an option to promote your titles in trade publications. That cost varies depending on whether or not it's a print or an ebook that you're trying to promote. It's under $100 to promote your print book or your ebook. So completely just making money off of you at that point.
Yeah, not only that, it's not only something Ingram offers for free, it's just by default. If you have something with Ingram, it is by default part of their distribution.
Exactly. That's one of the ways they try to get you to use them, and one of the ways they justify charging you the setup fees.
Right. They are the primary book distributor in the U.S., so like all the bookstores are basically buying off of Ingram's distribution list.
That's not entirely accurate, but that's an interesting writer who doesn't know the industry well perspective. Anyways, for that note.
Thanks for that wrong thing.
Yeah, exactly. See, if you're a writer, you might know some wrong things. Awesome. Okay, so another line item that this press is offering is ebook file preparation and upload to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and iBookstore. All right. All of those things are free. You can upload to Amazon, you can upload to Barnes & Noble, you can upload to the iBookstore for free. All you need is an account. You do need to have the properly formatted files. You can compile them yourself using the software that you use to write your book if you use decent software, or you can pay someone for the interior design layout. It is different if you're doing an ebook versus a print book, so it's good to know that and to be prepared for those to be separate line items, but they're charging you, or they're calling out specifically this line item for this thing that is free to try to present themselves as representing value to you. Bullshit. And next line item on their list is setting up your book for Amazon's Search Inside the Book, Google's Book Search, and Barnes & Noble's See Inside. This is also free. This is done automatically when you upload files to these services. The caveat is, these services render the HTML that is in the files very strictly. So if your file is not professionally prepared, it can make the look inside, search inside features look like crap. This is something that actually just happened to us at Bright Little Light Press. The ebook files we were using were properly formatted so that when you look at them on an ebook reader, they look great, they look fine. But when they rendered on Amazon's Look Inside preview, they looked like crap. So we looked into the HTML files themselves, and the app we were using to generate the files did some extraneous things with the HTML formatting. Luckily, we're savvy enough to fix the problem, and Kay, who is our guest host, is also a web developer, so even if we weren't savvy enough to fix it, he's offered to help, and he's offered to automate it, the repair process for us, if we can identify what these issues are. So this is something that does not have any associated cost if you are technically savvy and you understand where things can go wrong.
Yeah. The couple notes I'd make about that is most people don't realize that all the popular ebook formats are actually just HTML files rolled up like in a zip. If you can do HTML and you're comfortable with the raw stuff, it's easy to tweak yourself, but it does take some work. The other note is that there are people who you can hire to do the interior formatting for different ebooks, and it actually is a very specialized set of knowledge in that it's easy to get it done for the modern ones, but if you also want an ebook that's going to look good on someone's 6-year-old Kindle, that particular version is going to have its own caveats, and knowing what the gotchas are in each version of the popular ebook devices is its own special skill, so there is value in hiring people who do that.
There's also some difference in the files you'll use. For Amazon, for example, they want their ebooks to be formatted in a MOBI format, and they do have some custom homebrew HTML that is specific to Amazon. For example, their page breaks are not normal page breaks. You have to use their custom code to get that to work. And if you're going to the iBook store or to Barnes & Noble's Nook store, they'll take your standard EPUB file, which is what you will set up with Ingram or whoever you're doing your online distribution with, and that'll be fine. That won't be a problem. But because of these weird gotchas, you may need multiple files in addition to the people who have the expertise to make them come out properly in the first place. So yeah, this line item is technically free, but requires some know-how, or you can hire someone to do it for you for a relatively low cost. $100 to $200 is a reasonable cost for that. The next line item in their list is copyright filing and obtaining your Library of Congress control number. That, my dear friends, costs $35 to do yourself. Takes about 10 to 15 minutes. Super easy, completely ridiculous that they called it out, and yet they're making it sound like this big thing on their list of options. The next line item is updating your bibliographic data in the ISBN database. Kay's laughing because what this means, there is an ISBN registrar that the United States uses. They're called Bowker, and they maintain a database with all of the ISBNs that have been issued in the United States. All you do is fill out a form on their website, and boom, you've updated the bibliographic data.
It's like literally, this ISBN. What's the book title? Who's the author? Like, that's about it, right?
I mean, there's a little bit more to it than that, but it's not, it takes 5 to 10 minutes if you have the data that you need to put in.
It's incredibly simple.
The caveat, though, is that ISBNs are actually quite expensive if you're buying them in small quantities. Bowker charges $125 for one ISBN. If you're going to set up a book that has a print and an electronic form, you really ought to have two ISBNs. They should each have their own ISBN. And there are some people who will even tell you that the electronic formats should have different ISBNs. For example, the EPUB file and the Kindle file, they're two different file formats. So some people maintain those should each have their own ISBN. It's sort of becoming more acceptable in the industry to use one ISBN for your electronic format, even if it may be in more than one format, and one for your paperback. But those two, if you're buying them separately, that's $250. If you buy them in bulk, they get a lot cheaper. You can get 10 Isbens for $295, which comes out to $38 an Isben. Or you can get 100 Isbens for $575, which translates to $5.75 per book. The price goes down if you get more.
I think the note about Isbens is that the Isben associates your book with a particular publisher is the big deal. And it also uniquely identifies your book. And if you're going through a self-publishing tool like Lulu, they'll just give you one of theirs because they're buying them in such big quantity. And a lot of places that help people, a lot of the self-publishing services will do that. The only note is that then the publisher of your book is Lulu Press or whoever you've gone with.
And if you do that, you need to be careful because there can be some extra language stuck into the terms of service. Some of these publishers can actually take possession, copyright possession, of your work if it's under their Isben title. This is another way in which predatory publishers can really get you. So if you're going to use one of these services that will use their own Isben for you, just be very aware of what exactly they own and what your options are if you want to republish the book later yourself with a different house, different publishing house, or do a self-publishing option.
Right. Most of them are pretty legit and will offer you the option of using your own Isben. You know, you can still use, with Lulu, for example, you can use, they'll give you an Isben and they'll be the publisher, or you can simply say, here's my Isben, and you just take care of all the things that you do well, but it'll still be under my press.
Another note is you don't actually have to have an Isben at all. If you're just planning to distribute, for example, on Amazon, Amazon has its own special number for electronically distributed books. It's the Amazon, it's the ASIN. I couldn't even tell you what that stands for. So you don't even have to have an Isben. You will have your own unique identifier on Amazon, but that's if you want to only distribute through Amazon. If you want to distribute through the other sources, you'll need an Isben. This press calls that out as another line item. The updating the bibliographic data is trivial. The cost of the Isben is slightly less trivial depending on the quantity in which you want to buy them. So it is something to be aware of. The next line item for this publisher is, quote, listing on our website and social media promotion, as well as any promotion at any conferences or book expo events attended by representatives of our press. What this means is that they'll put your book on their website, maybe they'll tweet about it or put it on their Facebook once or twice, and if they're going to go to book fairs already, they'll bring your book with them. This is completely ridiculous. You can do social media promotion yourself very successfully for not a lot of money. You can do it on your own personal social media account and not pay a penny. You won't reach as many people. You can do paid promotions for starting at $10 up to a few $100s and reach a lot of people, probably more people than this publisher has on their stupid list.
Yeah, and with things like Facebook promotions, the demographic targeting is ridiculously specific. Like, you're not just blasting it out to the world at large. You can pick the people who would be interested in whatever you've written about.
For example, for America's Favorite Couple, which is a reality TV romance book that we put out in February, we are running Facebook promo ads on that for targeting women between the ages of 18 and 44 in specific states that are more likely to read romance novels, who are also fans on Facebook of romance novels and reality TV shows, because that's what the crossover subject matter is of that novel. It's a really specific subset, and a lot of money goes a long way within penetrating that subset.
Little money goes a long way, too.
Yeah, so the point is, that's sort of a fallacious offer. You can go to book fairs yourself, and as a writer, you're never going to be done promoting your book. A publisher is never going to be as effective at promoting your book as you are. It's all about you being out there in the trenches pushing your book. So the fact that they call this out as one of the services they offer is just dumb. I don't even know what to say about it. It's annoying. So I went through and I added up the costs. If you were going to do all of these things yourself using the bare minimum option, so hiring cheap providers on Elance or wherever to do some of the setting up on an online marketplace and then doing everything else yourself, you can do this for under $500. This press is charging you $5,000 to do this stuff for you. And it's not just a setup fee. They also, they say that they have a royalty structure. So all authors publishing with this press will receive a negotiated royalty, a percentage of the retail price minus the production costs and the publisher's discounts that's payable biannually. This isn't necessarily noteworthy in itself because a lot of publishers, I mean all publishers, they give authors a royalty. That's how the authors get paid and the publishers make their money before they pay the royalty to the authors. However, it is ridiculous that this press is charging you $5,000 to do all this work and then taking a royalty on top of it. They're not taking any risk. They're charging you money, and then they're taking money away if you ever happen to sell your book.
Yeah, I mean, the logic behind a publisher taking a cut is, like, they have to front the cost of all those paper books that get printed, and they have to warehouse them and all that stuff.
Not only that, but all the stuff I just listed, a traditional publisher is doing themselves in-house and not charging you a penny for.
Right.
It comes out of the cut that they're taking. It's just unbelievable to me that professionals in this industry can represent themselves as helping people, as being part of a writer's collective, and they're charging people these kind of fees. It's just, I can't believe it. It's really, it gets me very riled up, as you can tell. So I thought, you know, how much is this really an issue? Is it just isolated to a couple unscrupulous people? So I went looking on the internet. Oh my God, there's so many places that do variants of this. It's really something that I want you writers to be aware of and beware. I found another site. They are charging $800 for what they call manuscript cleanup and preparation, custom interior layout and design, an ISBN. So the cost to you of doing these items yourself is around $300. They're making $500 off the top by offering you these services. The upside of that is they don't charge you any royalties on top of that. You get to keep all your own royalties. So if you want to have someone else handle some of the setup stuff that seems more difficult, or you're just not interested in spending the time or hunting down a provider, one of these like big box press services might actually be a viable option. You're going to spend more money doing it. You may not have much say in quality. You're going to be tied to that publisher because they're the ones who are issuing the ISBN. So unless you've got some sort of out in your contract with them, you're stuck with them. But it is an option if you are reluctant to take the step yourself. I found another site that charges $2,500. They're extremely nonspecific about what the services are that they provide. They say something like, "We'll provide all the services." And when they have a FAQ section on their website, in the FAQ, there is something like, how many books do I need to sell to make back the money I spend doing the service with you? They specifically say, the one thing we do not recommend doing is calculating how many books you need to sell to make your money back. They say that to you on their website. The reason they say that is because most people will never sell enough books to make their money back. It's just crazy. That service was $2,500. So if you're getting a royalty of, I don't know, $2.50, you have to sell.
That's still pretty high.
Yeah. I mean, if you're selling an ebook on Amazon and you're reasonably priced and you can get your book out there to people, it's not an unheard of royalty, but I mean, just do the math. You have to sell a lot of books. Most writers don't sell that many books. Sorry, writers. It's just one of the things about being a writer. You have to be really good at self-promotion to sell lots of books. Anyway, long and short of it, be careful when you're looking at publishing options. I know it's very exciting to get your work out into the world. You want to be published. You want to have a book that you can hand friends and family members. You want to be able to brag about it on social media. Maybe it's something that you do anyway. You write and it's just part of who you are. That's all well and good. There are plenty of ways you can get that stuff out into the world without letting these jerks take advantage of you. It's completely unconscionable. I hate that this is becoming an industry that is exploiting writers. In fact, Recently, we've become familiar with the Romance Writers of America because one of our authors is now a member after writing a romance novel. And one of the things that's in their agreement to become a member of the Romance Writers of America is that you have to prove that you're intending to be a professional in the field, and you cannot use a predatory publisher. There are people who will literally take away control of your work. You no longer own your work, and they will give you pennies for each book you sell. That is, I think, the ultimate predatory publishing. Never, ever, ever give up control of your book for pennies per copy of a royalty. That is ridiculous. If you are signing over the copyright, make darn sure that you are satisfied with the advance you get and you have a reasonable royalty structure ongoing. If you don't know what that looks like, hire someone. Talk to an agent. Look online. There's plenty of sources where you can find information about what a reasonable royalty ought to be.
Yeah, and also, I mean, if it was me, I won't do that unless it's a really a known press or you know the individual. You know, maybe it's an indie press like Bright Little Light, but you happen to know the individuals involved. The big presses will maintain will own the copyright, like Tor and Addison Wesley and all the various, the big ones. They give you an advance, they maintain the copyright, but they're also going to do work.
It also depends on the writer, too. If you're a certain writer with a lot of name recognition, you may have enough leverage to maintain your own copyright.
Yeah, but that's pretty rare.
It's not wise in this particular area to make blanket statements.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of leeway in both sides. It also depends, too, on the rights you're talking about. You may retain some rights but give up other rights, especially when you get into negotiating media deals, which some authors have gotten lucky enough to do lately. Yay, congratulations to them, but don't count on that, by the way. That's very rare, too.
Yeah.
So the long and short of it is, writers, it's very exciting, and I know you want to get published. Don't let people take advantage of you. Educate yourself as to what these services will actually cost if you do it yourself, so that you can make an informed decision about whether or not you want to pay whatever people are asking. If they are giving you a royalty percentage, make sure it is a reasonable royalty percentage. Really, you shouldn't pay a lot of money up front to get someone to publish your stuff. If you are going a legitimate publication route, they will pay you to publish your stuff. That's how publishing works. Try not to go in with rose-colored glasses and get yourself into a situation you can't get out of.
Yeah. And just don't pay to be published.
We hope you found this podcast educational. Sorry, I got a little worked up. It really bothers me when people try to take advantage of writers. And we look forward to talking at you again soon.
Bye.
Later, listeners.